One, two. Oh, there you go. I've got a big grin on my face because I feel stupid. I think I look stupid. I can see my reflection. There's so many cool things you can do with this. You can pretend you're like Mission Control. You could be a telemarketer in India. You could be Britney Spears or Madonna or something like that. There you go. Well, this year, what we're going to be doing each night is we're going to be spending some time reflecting on idolatry. We're going to be doing what is actually part two of what we started last year on the Fat Nights. So last year, the big question that we asked was, who will be your God? Who are you going to worship? Because in the end, everyone worships something or someone. So the big question last year, each night on Fat, was who will be your God? And so this year, that's the exact same question we're going to be answering over the next few nights. Who will be your God? Will it be the Almighty, everlasting Creator God? Or will it be some other God substitute? Some other fake, false God? Now, for those of you who weren't here last year, those of you who have not listened to the talks from last year on the internet, or those of you who were here last year but have totally forgotten what we did, I'm just going to spend the next 2-3 minutes very, very quickly summarising sort of where we've been and where we're going. So it's only going to take a couple of minutes. You don't need to take any notes, but feel free to do that if you wanted to. Last year, the very first talk, we kicked off and we talked about God as a jealous God. We talked about how he's a God who is jealous, not in the green with envy type of jealousy, not in a bad jealousy type of way, but in a good type of way. We talked about how God is a jealous God because he's the creator God, because he's the redeeming God. That is, he's the one who rescues us. And we talked about how he's a jealous God because his name is holy. And so what it means for God to be a jealous God is that he desires your affections. Because he made you, because he saved you, he wants you. He wants you to be his person. He wants you to walk his way. He wants you to have your full allegiance to him. So there's the first thing we looked at last year. God's a jealous God, and he hates it when we go and worship other gods. He wants us to worship him and him alone. The second thing we looked at last year in that first talk, we talked about what idolatry actually is. Hand up if you know what idolatry is. Just a definition. You don't have to share it. Okay, a few hands have gone up for idolatry, what it means. Basically, idolatry is when we put anything in the place of God. Idolatry is when we worship something instead of our creator God. Worshipping any other God, so whether that's some other religion, whether that's some man-made type of thing, whether that's an animal, whether that's a pastime, whether that's a sport, whatever it might be, part of idolatry is worshipping other gods. The other part of idolatry is worshipping God on your terms rather than on his terms. It's when we come to God and say, I want to worship you how I want to worship you, rather than how you have asked me to worship you. We looked at the fact that God's a jealous God. We looked at the fact that idolatry is when we don't treat God as God and put other things in his place. And we talked about why idolatry is so stupid. One of the things we said was it just is. It's foolish. But ultimately it's stupid because we're swapping the glory of God for the glory of man-made things. We're swapping the glory of the Creator, the one who made everything, and we're putting in its place things that he made. Maybe even things that we've made. Maybe statues that we've carved with our hands. Maybe trees. We talked about last year a fence post down at Coogee a few years ago that people worshipped. They thought it looked like Mary until some guys came and had a hack at it with an axe. They showed how tough that God was. Ultimately, idolatry is foolish. Idolatry is crazy because it swaps the glory of God for other things that are just second best. I wonder if you really quickly have a look at one verse with me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Grab your Bibles out. Just one verse. We're actually going to be looking at 1 Thessalonians in the mornings, and that's going to be a good time as we do that. So we're going to get to know 1 Thessalonians really, really well. So if this verse doesn't make sense now, there'll be plenty of more opportunities to reflect on it. Okay, if you haven't yet got it, I'm going to start reading anyway, and I'll get you to listen really carefully. This is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 9. They tell how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. So that verse there talks about how the Christians in Thessalonica, they're worshipping some gods over here. They're worshipping false gods. They're worshipping fake gods. They're worshipping gods that don't really exist. When they've heard about Jesus, what have they done? They've turned away from those idols to serve the true and living God, is what the verse is saying. And how do they serve the true and living God? Well, they wait for Jesus. Their whole lives are about Jesus when they become a Christian. And so what we looked at last year, we looked at three case studies on some idols that I encourage you to turn away from so that you could serve the true and living God. Can anyone remember them? There were three idols we talked about. They all started with S. Sex was number three. Everyone can remember that one. Stuff was number two, and number one, self was number one. So we talked about, the first one we talked about was how it's not all about me. We talked about turning away from the idol of self to worship God. The second talk was all about serving one master. That is, turning away from the idol of stuff, the idol of money, the idol of accumulating possessions to serve the true and living God. And the final one was pleasing God rather than pleasing yourself. In what way? By turning from the idol of sex to worship the true and living God. They were the three last year. If you can't remember them, let me encourage you to download them from our website. But self, stuff, and sex. This year, we're going to talk about three more S words. Celebrity, sport, and success. There's a bit of a play on the, if you didn't realise, celebrity is normally spelled with a C. But it sounds like an S, so I've got no problems putting an S there. Now, having talked to a few people about the talks from last year, people said they were the big ones. Self, stuff, and sex, they were huge. Celebrity, what was the second one? Sport and success, they're not quite as big as the ones from last year. And I think that's right. The three from last year were much bigger than the ones that we're doing this year. But you know what? That's why these are so important. We don't often think of celebrity and sport and success or school as being an idol that gets in the way of serving God. That's what makes them so dangerous. And therefore, that's why we're going to spend a bit of time reflecting on them this week. Now, back to the original question, who will be your God? Is it going to be God or is it going to be something else in his place? Now, the famous philosopher we talked about last year named Woody Allen, he had a marvellous quote where he said, you can't ride two horses, horse number one, horse number two. How is that for a wild honeymoon stallion? It's fantastic. You can't ride two horses with, what is it? With one bum. Okay, that's the best bum I could find that wasn't bad on the internet, if you know what I mean. There's the big picture. You can't serve two gods. You can't serve the God of self, the God of sex, the God of stuff, the God of celebrity, the God of sport, the God of success, and God at the same time. I want to encourage you this week to serve the true and living God. I'm going to pray, and then Rhett's going to jump back up again. Our gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd help us to see that we can't serve two masters at once, that we either need to serve you or something else. We ask that you'd encourage us this week to serve you, the true and living God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.